Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. It's now 38 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Honored to have you with us weekdays as we strive to be informative, challenging, hopeful, and helpful here at the start of your day. Young athletes, most of us would probably agree, guessing most people within the reach of my voice anyway, would agree that athletics, sports competition, is a great and valuable tool for the rearing of children, right? But can a child athletic competition ever be overdone, or can it be carried out in inappropriate and destructive sorts of ways? John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, authors, and speakers, they are gracious to be with us every couple of weeks. They're back on our news line here on Faith Radio. John and Kendra Smiley, welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have raised children. You are parents. You are grandparents. I'm thinking you have some firsthand experience with kids in sports. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely do. All three of our sons chose to be involved in high school sports. Two of them were involved in college sports, and actually one now is a coach, and as of a couple of years ago, has been assistant coach in the NFL. So we are a very sports-minded family.
Yes, I would say so. That said, you've written about young athletes and when kids' sports go awry. Sometimes it becomes problematic. Tell us about that.
Well, I think, especially if parents like sports, it's fun. It's fun for your kids to be involved in sports. And there are some real misconceptions that parents need to be aware of. And one of them, probably it comes from the zeal of the parent to see something spectacular happen that they can take joy in. But parents will say, okay, this child just looks like a natural-born tennis player. So This child is going to practice tennis nonstop. And no, you don't have time to not only play outdoors on the swing set, but you don't have time to do any other sport. And the idea is it's going to make the child more competitive. But what's really happening is it's going to increase injuries a great deal.
Very interesting. So the repetitive activity of practicing and playing one specific sport increases injury. Did I hear that correctly?
Absolutely. It's the overuse principle. You know, they're using the same muscles over and over and over, and the same joints are getting the stress, and they end up with an injury.
Right. And I think the other detriment to that is there are multiple things that we can have with life skills, learning life skills with athletics, and just a real easy one is if a child plays in an individual sport like golf or track and field or something like that, different things are learned when you play a team sport. And so if you isolate a child, and like Kendra said, and they only play tennis, then they're missing out on a lot of the other things that can be found with other team sports.
Yeah, very interesting. How do parents get misguided and get off on the wrong foot with this kind of stuff? Focusing in on one sport, pushing too hard. What goes awry in that process, would you say?
Well, I think it all, let's blame the high cost of college educations. It seems to some parents that if they can get this child to be this superstar, then what's going to happen is that child's education will be paid for. And, oh my goodness, that'll take a lot of stress off of mom and dad. And so that might be, at least that's the first thing that comes to my mind, Austin, is that we push our kids, or parents choose to push their kids, because it seems like it's going to be very, very good for the child, and perhaps a little money-saving, too.
Right, and I think Kendra's got some statistics here that will help us understand, and I think this is where parents run awry as well. One of our sons played college baseball, and we were really surprised that not only the kids, but a lot of the parents thought because their kid played college baseball that they were going to go on and play in the professionals, which Kendra will share with you now. And I think these are startling statistics of how many kids participate in different, like, high school and college and go on to play professionally. And I think this is one of the reasons that parents get confused.
Right. And if just talking about going on to college with this great talent supporting your college education, 2 out of every 100 high school athletes actually play collegiate sports at any level. And the one son that we of ours that did, he got no money. He was a preferred walk-on. And, yes, he ended up lettering in baseball at the University of Illinois, but no cash ever crossed his palm, nor did it go into the account to pay for his tuition. Mm-hmm. And then you go up to the next level, and John's so right. I remember sitting my moms and dads at a university game, and I'd say, oh, what's your son majoring in? Oh, he's getting a degree in whatever, basket weaving, but it doesn't matter because he's going to play in the big. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, boy. That was a parent. That was a parent saying that.
That was shocking. That was when I had that same experience, and I was literally shocked that the parents weren't focusing, having their sons focus on their studies, and they truly thought that they were going to go to the major leagues. And it was just amazing.
Yeah. Anyway. And 1 in 16,000 high school athletes attains a professional career in sports. I mean, Mom and Dad, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, oh, but this kindergartner's got a great, you know, his left hand's got a great curveball, which you really shouldn't have it when you're that young. So he's going to end up playing for the, Minnesota Twins would probably be a good one to name. No, the odds are not with you. Make sure this child has a well-rounded sports experience, if that's interesting to him or to her, and has an idea of what really he might want to do to become a responsible adult.
That's very interesting. And as you're describing this, I'm thinking of the many ways in which we oftentimes, I won't say idolize, that's maybe too charged of a word, but we certainly we heap a lot of adulation, I would say, on both collegiate and pro athletes. Collegiate and pro athletes especially, and even retired pro athletes, they do really well on the speaker circuit in churches. And, if there's going to be, and John Smiley, you can comment on this, if there's going to be a father-son or men's breakfast at the church, well, my goodness, it better be a former coach or former player or maybe even a current coach or player. He's got all the wisdom in the world. We don't look to men in other occupations and other professions so much to tell us what it means to be a godly man. The coach or the player is the guy from the athletic endeavor. He's the guy to tell us how to be a godly man. And is that mistaken in some cases? Do we maybe put a little too much emphasis on sports in our culture?
Oh, I absolutely think, I think that's exactly right. And it's a sad thing in that sense because there are so many other things. And I think a good example of that, when our youngest son was playing baseball, and we talked about this, and he wasn't good enough to move into the major leagues, but he looked at major league, the way that lifestyle was and what he thought about, and he wanted to be a dentist. And he said, Dad, he said, I wouldn't even if I had that opportunity, I don't think I would do that because my heart's desire is to be a dentist. And I think that's, one of the things that we're talking about. Kendra and I talk about what song God has put inside our kids, and that's one of our responsibilities as parents is to help our kids sing that song. And no matter what it is, whether it be in athletics or something else, we need to encourage our kids that they find that song that God has put inside of them. And the same thing, the song that they sing back to God that's glorifying God, or that's what we say, and any time an adult is using their talents and abilities to glorify God.
Yes.
Those are the people that should be the ones that are invited to the father-son banquet. Those are the ones that have found what it really means to get those talents, that whatever it is that God has given them, and then sing those songs back to God. And it is sad that we look at athletes or coaches, and we don't look at other professionals and say, is this person glorifying God with their life? They're the example that we need to be emulating.
And obviously there are pro athletes and there are coaches who are doing just that.
Right.
The thing is, Austin, it's big business. Sports are big business. And so,
and
the success that people have as performers, as entertainers, really, becomes in our sometimes, in a warped sense, a measure of their in touchness, is that such a word, with God. And, of course, that's not true at all. And so I think, we certainly don't want to not invite the godly coach or the godly athlete to speak to men and women. But keeping track of what truly is important.
Right, and I think we go back to where we started with the young person, that as a parent we want them to only do one sport. I think we need to keep our goal in mind. What is our goal here? Our goal is teaching. Our goal is that child, first of all, have fun with what they're doing. That's very important. And a lot of times when you force a child to do something, just one sport, you're taking a lot of the fun out of it. You could. And, you know, the other thing is that we are looking at, you know, what can this child learn? What life skills can be learned in playing athletics? And if, as parents, we keep our goal in mind, that's really important.
All right. Stand by. Final moments with John and Kendra Smiley. It's now 48 past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, I'm Austin Hill.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the morning.
It's 51 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. John and Kendra Smiley, authors and parenting experts, there on our newsline as we talk about young athletes, child athletes, maintaining a proper, healthy perspective as the adults in the room, the parents. I note in your latest writing on this, you state, parents, don't confuse pressure and demands with enthusiasm and support. Keep the goal in mind. The steps involved in raising a healthy, responsible adult who knows Christ may not look exactly like what it takes to raise a superstar sports athlete. How do we keep that proper perspective in mind? How do we maintain the proper balance? Final thoughts.
Oh, I think it's actually just exactly that. What is the most important question, I think, besides do you know Jesus? asked our children was, what is your goal? What is your goal? And as we think about that as parents, what is your goal? Is your goal to raise a responsible adult who knows Jesus? If that's your goal, are you helping this goal by what you're doing right now today? By putting pressure on this child, possibly, by winning at all costs, all those things that might come up if you're trying to raise perhaps a superstar.
There are so many positive things that can be benefited from athletics if the parents will just keep their goal in mind and keep it in the right perspective. And there are so many detriments that can be done to a child if parents get out of whack and all of a sudden they're pushing a kid beyond what they should be pushing them.
That's right. They learn the importance of encouraging others, leadership, teamwork, and how to recover from failure, because in everything we do, but especially in sports, failure is very obvious. And how do you handle failure?
Failure's kind of out there in the open, on the field, on the courts, viewable by everybody in the stands and watching on TV and everything else when it comes to sports, isn't it?
Absolutely. And have you taught your child how to recover from that? Because, as you said, it will happen, and it is obvious. Nobody knows if you got the worst grade on the history test, but everybody knows how you performed in front of a crowd. And what we're all going to fail. Everyone fails. And if the child learns how to handle this through sports, that's one good way, they're going to handle it better as they go through their life.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed something about you, too, and it's something that's very admirable, and I might embarrass you by bringing this up, but we've been talking on a regular two or three times a month basis for almost a year now. I think today was the second time, maybe the second time, maybe even the first time, that you've referenced the fact that one of your sons is a coach in the NFL. You talk about the other professional endeavors and of your other kids, and you really don't put the high-profile NFL connection in your family above the other successes in your family, and I'm sure that's with great intention. And am I right about that?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, it's all about doing the giftedness.
Yes.
That God has given, and that we, whether it be an NFL coach or a dentist or whatever it is, a school teacher, whatever it is, that we feel that anybody that is glorifying God with their life, they're doing exactly what the Lord wants, and Everything is important.
That's right. And I should tell you that the vet and the dentist will say to him, hey, people call us doctor.
Well, there you go. Need we say any more?
There are three boys who, praise God, have given their lives to him.
That's the goal. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts extraordinaire, authors and speakers. Some thoughts on raising kids and navigating the terrain of kids athletics. Thanks, you two. Love what you do. Sure appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank
Austin.
You. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you. And I have known this about them for quite some time. They don't run around saying, hey, did you know my son is in the NFL? By the way, here's another an interesting. I brought this up to some of my associates here at Faith Radio. I don't know, back a few weeks ago, Aaron McIntyre on the other side of the glass booth there. Did we talk about David Jeremiah's son, Daniel Jeremiah? Yeah. And were you surprised by that, what I brought up? And Aaron McIntyre, our trusted producer and engineer, and he's far more of a sports fan than I am. Daniel Jeremiah, one of the sons, one of multiple sons from Pastor David Jeremiah. He was a scout for a number of years with the Baltimore Ravens, then worked for the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles. He is now a part of the network NFL telecast team. I know he's a part of the NFL Network. I think he also does some with CBS Sports and their coverage of NFL broadcasts. So, and you don't hear David Jeremiah running around saying, by the way, I mean, these parents are thoughtful and recognizing that, yes, working in media or sports or pro athletics or the NFL, our culture says that's, for some reason or another, that's more interesting and more significant than being a dentist, or it's more exciting than being a school teacher or what have you. But when measured in the broader scope of things, when measured by the yardstick, shall we say, of biblical virtues, it isn't necessarily. One is not necessarily better than the other. And so I just want to point that out. David Jeremiah and the Smileys, I think, very thoughtful about their otherwise kind of famous kids. But that said, I will return coming up tomorrow and we'll take on what is for some a very difficult issue. Our brother, our fellow American, our fellow Christian pastor, Saeed Abedini, who languishes in a prison in the nation of Iran. All the while, our president is negotiating some sort of nuclear weapons treaty with Iran. Update on Pastor Saeed and so much more coming up on tomorrow's episode of this, the Austin Hill in the Morning program. Have a great day. Keep it right here on Faith Radio. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.